And I'm delighted to be joined by Ruth Donegan from So Sad. Ruth, thank you so much for coming in to see us this evening.
Thanks for having me on.
Ruth, tell us a little bit about So Sad. Who set it up? Why did they set it up?
Yeah. So Sad was set up by Peter Moroney, who was personally affected by suicide in 2003 when he lost his son Simon. Peter discovered at that time that support and aid for people in their situation was lacking. He also discovered that they weren't the only family suffering through this. From this, the Moroney family set up So Sad. So Sad started in Drogheda in 2008. Since then, they now have 6 offices: Navan, Cavan, Carrickmacross, Tullamore, Drogheda and Dundalk. Dundalk started September 2010. And since this, we have helped a few hundred and we have 30 clients at present to come in and use our counselling service each week.
Very good. It's amazing how grief and something like that has driven him to set up such a valuable service. And I didn't realise that there were so many of the So Sad organisations set up.
Grew very quickly. Even set up in 2008 and now in 2016. 6 offices, 6 different locations throughout Leinster. So it's amazing. And actually, started in Drogheda in 2008. I think it was either 2010 or 2011 that Peter got an award from the mayor of Drogheda for his work in suicide prevention. So you can tell how quickly and how much dedication that he's put into this.
Into it.
Yeah.
And in one way, it's great that, you know, all those offices are there. But in another way, I suppose it reflects a very sad need that's present in our community at this time.
That's it. As I said, they're not there for no reason. There's no smoke without fire. We're here and we're doing what we do because suicide is a huge issue. And we kind of say since 2008, since the recession, suicide has become this big epidemic. It's been an epidemic for the past, you know, 20, 30 years. It just hasn't been talked about until...
There's an awareness now, isn't there?
I
think it has affected so many people more in those last six to eight years, really,
It's become the time now to talk about suicide and depression. And every illness has its time, and now it's our time, and we're going to keep talking for as long as we can.
Absolutely. So what services do you provide to help people through these times?
Yeah. In So Sad Dundalk, we provide a range of services. We provide free counselling to anyone feeling depressed, suicidal and self-harming. I think originally there was kind of, we give out the idea that we're here if you're feeling suicidal. You don't have to be that far on the spectrum. Come to us before. We provide also free bereavement counselling for people who have lost someone through suicide. We provide information to anyone who is either suffering suicide, depression or self-harming. And we provide that information to anyone who has been approached or who may know someone who they feel is suffering. That it's a hard conversation to bring up with someone. You know your daughter, you know your best friend. If they're acting out of sorts, how do you start that conversation? Well, we can guide you through that process.
That's fantastic. So you provide support for everybody then?
For everybody. And that's just we provide information to the community to raise awareness, to remove the stigma on mental health. So we are providing information to absolutely everybody.
Yes.
Dundalk, So Sad Dundalk is there for everybody, Dundalk and surrounding areas.
So if anyone's even worried about a friend or a family member, you're there for them as well. Because
absolutely,
that's a pressure on them when they're worried and concerned about somebody that they love, that they need support as well. So, you know, it's great that there's somewhere for them to go and that the help is there.
That's it, absolutely. And that initial approach, your first contact with that person, is going to determine your second and third contact.
Absolutely.
You know, so if you can do it sort of in a safe place, non-judgmental, very quiet, nobody else around. I've never liked group interventions myself.
Yes.
I always think one-on-one.
One-on-one.
And if you can do that, you know, and really, you already have the person's trust if you know them.
Yes.
So it's just about asking. Ask the question. Don't be afraid to insult someone by saying, you've told me you're depressed. Are you feeling suicidal?
Yeah. And sometimes all it takes is just one question. Are you okay?
That's it. I mean,
something very simple, and that person could feel, God, someone cares about me. I'm going to confide in them.
That's it. It's all about reassuring them constantly. I'm asking you because I care about you. Yeah. Reassure them, reassurance, and then more reassurance on top of it the whole way through that process for that person. Just plenty of reassurance and people around them were here.
Yes, you're not on your own.
That's it. Let them know.
What are the challenges, Ruth, facing so sad?
One of the challenges we face, and it's a big one, is we can't help if we don't know. And it's a hard, I suppose, thing to do to make initial contact, but just to make, I suppose, a plea to anyone that is listening, that is feeling this way, that we are here to help. We don't turn anybody away. We don't have waiting lists like you have when you're referred from your doctor, and we're here. We're 24/7. And if you are feeling this way, just please do ring us, because we are here to help. We will help as best we can. And like I said, we don't turn anybody away, and it's non-judgmental, and we can't help if we don't know. It's about preventing.
Yes.
There's no point dealing with suicide after the suicide. We need to get in before.
So you're happy enough if anyone just walks in off the street and just says to you, I need help?
We have a drop-in service between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Okay.
While our offices are open. That if you can't get in contact through email or by phone call, walk in. Because if you are on that day feeling that way, about to do something to yourself, give yourself that one last chance.
Absolutely.
And fight for yourself.
And it'll be great for people, I'm sure, to hear that that's there.
Definitely.
That's there. Well, if you walk down the street in Dundalk, that you can do that.
Yeah.
And give yourself a chance.
That's it. That's where we are, 42 Jocelyn Street, little bungalow across the road from the Red Cross.
Oh, I know where you are.
Used to be a doctor's office.
And yes.
Once we say little bungalow across from the
Everyone
Red Cross,
knows.
You know it, picture it straight away. So it's good, it's rememberable.
Yes.
And that's, we have the walk-in service, yep.
Very good. And we just mentioned there earlier, and we had the interview, that you got a donation there from the guys in Fighting Fit. And I'm sure that money means a huge deal to you and so sad. What will that money do for you, and how do you fund the service?
What that money will do for us, that will keep our office open for another while. And it's that simple. What it will do, it'll pay our rent, it'll pay our phone bill, and it'll keep us being able to do our job. We receive no funding whatsoever from the government.
Right.
None. The reason why So Sad Dundalk is still open is because the people in Dundalk are raising money for us.
Yeah.
Pure and simple.
Yes.
We would not be open today. Our doors will close if the people in this town didn't look after us in the fabulous way that they do.
And the people of the town are great, aren't they, Ruth?
Do you know, being from town 29 years, born and raised here, we Dundalk people know how to rally around someone.
Totally.
And keep that in mind, because we are the best for rallying around our town, absolutely.
And it's funny that you say you're born rare, because I'm a blow-in. A blow-in.
Oh, my mother was a blow-in, yeah.
But I have found the same as well through the Lions Club. The people of Dundalk are fabulous. When you need them, they're there, and they'll get the job done, and they'll keep these services going, because it's services for local people. So it's local people helping keep local services alive.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think from what our town has gone through in the past, and how we've seen our hospital close down and stuff like that, that we've become fighters.
Yes.
Do you know, and now our hospital closing down, your protests, whatever, the decision was out of our hands. But So Sad is an organisation that the people can keep going.
Yeah.
And the people have showed us they want us here, because they're keeping us going.
It bridges the gap there, as you said, with facilities being closed and
Absolutely.
Waiting lists from doctors and that this service is here and readily available.
That's it, absolutely. That's it. We don't have long waiting lists.
Yeah.
Not to promise a timeline, but, I mean, you wouldn't be waiting a couple of days to a week for an initial assessment.
Fantastic. And it is a short time in the grand scheme of things.
We don't want to keep people sitting and waiting. You've come to us, you've asked us for help, so we are going to provide that service to you, because that's what you deserve.
That's fantastic. Ruth, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us. It's been really, really interesting to find out about the organisation. And just remind people again how they get in touch with you if they need to.
Yeah, we have our phone number is 042 93 273 11. That's a 24-hour phone number. We have an email service, dundalk@sosadireland.ie, available between 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. And again, our walk-in service, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. But our phone service, 042 93 273 11, 24-hour service.
Right, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
Thanks very much.